building blocks of electronics. I'm Bob Hirshon, and this is Science Update. These days, it's pretty hard to find a machine or appliance that doesn't have a computer chip inside. Cars, cameras, even toasters have benefited from technology developed by Silicon Valley. But as a material, silicon's quickly reaching its limits. That's why the National Science Foundation has created the Center for Synthesis, Growth, and Analysis of Electronic Materials. Sanjay Banerjee, director of the Microelectronics Research Center at the University of Texas at Austin, is part of the consortium.
So we concentrate on the material physics and the device physics of the individual building blocks, the switches that go into your computers or your memory chips or your light-emitting diodes, lasers, or photodetectors.
He and his group are studying alloys for microchips that store more information and use a fraction of the electricity needed by silicon. Other colleagues are focusing on making optical materials for high-tech sensors. Such electronic eyes could process visual information even better than human eyes can. Banerjee says eventually these materials could lead to entirely new technologies, far beyond the capacity of today's silicon. For the American Association for the Advancement of Science, I'm Bob Hirshon.